The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
We now return to The Collector and the Dealer, recorded at an earlier date.
So you're here because you want to know modern, vintage, everything in the world of card collecting today. Chuck,
he's the collector,
and Joe,
he's the dealer,
welcome you to the best card talk that covers it all, from the hottest new cases to 67 high numbers, all brought to you by Sports Card Investor, the leading source for videos, podcasts, and articles about investing in sports cards. Profit from the hobby you love by visiting sportscardinvestor.com. Collector, dealer, take it away.
It is The Collector and the Dealer, Season 3, Episode 4. I'm the collector, Chuck Oliver. He's the dealer. He's Joe Davis. You've been listening to us. You know our stories. From the same place, about the same age. Known each other since the mid-70s, second, third grade, and we always collected, and then he went the professional side of it. Joe, welcome in today, man. How you doing?
Doing great, Chuck. Celebrating the Bulldogs' victory. Been a great week, and looking forward to lots of great card talk this morning.
Yeah, when I say I'm the collector, you can find me occasionally eBay and other places. Kang's Cards, K-A-N-G-S, Kang's Cards, K-A-R-D-S. But, Joe, you have a much more stable way to contact folks. You got a store. You've got a website. Tell everybody the dealer part of it, the name of the business and how to get in touch. Maybe people want product or expertise.
Sure thing, Chuck. Our retail store is out in Loganville, Georgia, J&J Sports. And online, we go by gotbaseballcards.com, G-O-T, baseballcards.com. And on eBay, Instagram, YouTube, etc., they can find us under Got Baseball Cards as well.
All right. Let's talk about one of the biggest things going on right now in the hobby. And it is, I mean, there's so many layers to this onion, but I'm going to say Topps Chrome, specifically 2022 Topps Chrome. And here is the resume. It's a great looking product, as always. It's got loads of parallels and autographs and everything else that you want. It's always been like one of those almost bulletproof. It comes out and you sell it. There is also an unprecedented buyback offer from Topps. Let's talk the good of what is always a tremendous product. And best you can call, it doesn't have to be to the dollar, Joe, but maybe the original price on the shelf when it first came out this fall. And let's just start with the good and how it debuted.
Now, honestly, that one, started off a little bit stronger. If we're talking the regular Topps Chrome, it yep. came out a little bit stronger than it has settled in at, because it is historically such a great product. And what hurt it was that some of those key autographs like Julio Rodriguez were not available in the pack.
There were no short prints.
Right. And so the short print autos were not available in the packs of the boxes. So then they issued some 2-card packs to dealers to divvy those out for customers who had bought the boxes. So then, you know, if you look at it as a combo for, you know, when you give out the packs with the boxes, it strengthens the overall product. But the individual boxes actually softened from their original release price. They've settled in now. You can get hobby boxes around $150 and the jumbo boxes for around $275.
Do you recall what they had? Was that about what they had initially debuted at or around neighborhood?
You're talking the very first couple of weeks. Yeah. They were probably at least a good 25% stronger than that before people started realizing, wait a minute, these short print autographs are not in here.
And see, and that's part of what I'm talking about. You know, Topps Chrome, they, you know, I talk about like there are some, you mentioned the Georgia Bulldogs. This is Georgia's marketing for football tickets every year. They print the tickets, they sell the tickets. Mm-hmm. That's it. That was kind of Topps Chrome. But I said, let's just talk about the good. How about this unprecedented buyback offer? Give the details of this. But then that also was a giant red flag to me. I was like, wait a minute. Why do you have to goose sales of a product like Chrome? Again, give the good of the buyback. But then I think that's what it was. They've got a lot of inventory. The price had softened, and Topps actually had to do something to gig interest in a product that had always just flown off the shelves. Is that a fair estimate?
Yeah. Now, I got to say, as a retailer, I have thought the buyback was a brilliant move. And to educate those who don't know what we're talking about, they announced a buyback for the Aaron Judge card and the Paul Goldschmidt card as the two MVPs this year.
Yeah, the base Chrome.
Yeah, so customers can come in our store, and this is good through March of 2023. They can bring in those cards, and even the base cards, they'll get $20 a card in store credit, and then it goes up from there. There's the refractors where they get $40 a card, and then the numbered refractors is even more than that. We've already redeemed probably $4,000, $5,000 worth of cards for customers and giving them free store credit.
$120 of it was me last Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, I've had people bring in like 20 at a time, and I go, okay, well, get your $400 worth of product. And so then we, you know, get reimbursed through a back channel. You know, we send it to COMC, and then we get reimbursed to them. So that has been a very positive that Topps has done that, because it has definitely brought more interest back to the product. I mean, we've sold through everything we got originally, so that wasn't an issue. We've actually had to restock the product now, so that's a good sign.
Can I tell you now, this is just a focus group of one, and it's from the collector, the purchaser, the hobby side, is that I looked at Topps Chrome every year. I was like, oh my gosh, can't wait, it's so awesome. This year, when I saw it, it was just an honest misstep. That's all it was, a production error so that the super short prints weren't included. I looked at that. I was like, what's going on at Topps? Like, they don't make mistakes like this. This is Donruss in 1981. And it literally, I don't even have that high of standards. I'm looking at it going, this really kind of raised an eyebrow. And then when I saw the buyback offer, and then I've seen the inventory, and it still is popular, I was like, I agree with you. Fantastic move by Topps to sort of throw some Red Bull into the interest in the set, because you're right, it did wane and the price has softened. And so now there is more interest. Let's talk an issue that I am really, really enjoying, and I'm about to enjoy it some more. I think I'm going to open it. Part of when I was at your store last year, I showed up about first week of January, and all you had left was one 2021 Bowman Draft Jumbo and one Super Jumbo, and I got both of them. Mm-hmm. This year, it's the same thing. Last couple of weeks of December, Bowman Draft comes out. You had two Super Jumbos left. I bought the two Super Jumbos. Talk about, now I hate to be crass, but people just want to know, have the prices kind of been stable the 3 weeks they've been out? Has there been a huge rush? What's going on price-wise before we talk about the product?
Yeah, it's been very stable for us. You basically boil down to this year, they've got the light. So there's actually been a more affordable option for those who just want to taste the product but aren't chasing all the autos. So you got the light box, the jumbo box, and the super jumbo box. And so the super jumbos are in the 700s, the jumbos are in the high fours, and the lights are around 1.25. So there's three options depending on if you're chasing autos. That product historically is a phenomenal investment product to stick on the shelf, let it gather dust a few years. Then you go, oh, that's the first card of this guy and the first card of that guy and the first auto of this guy. So it's always been, it's been a perennial winner year after year.
Yeah, I know. And it could take a minute, because I think it was last summer, people were like, hey, wait a minute, what year was Bowman Draft for Austin Riley? And I think it was 2000, was it 15?
Yeah, I believe so.
And so now you're going back and people are, hey, eBay, is there any unopened 2015? And so it's not like the NFL where by week four, you're like, Ja'Marr Chase is a superstar. It takes a little while, but I love it. And I'm honestly, I got to admit, I'm kind of tempted to rip it. I really am. It's fun, and it's a gorgeous product, isn't it?
It is. It is. Beautiful cards.
All right, let's talk grading environment, because there are a lot of options. And I have come to you a few times with autograph cards that I've gotten from either Gypsy Queen or just, you know, like an actual autograph, like a certified autograph issue from, you know, like Johnny Bench on a 2022 Topps. I brought you various autograph cards, and again, from the outside, I thought that if it was an autograph card, well, that goes to Beckett. you haven't sent me back any cards from Beckett. It's been mostly PSA, which, by the way, nobody ever went broke only using PSA. There's been a little SGC. Just give us the environment, because I was reading from PSA this week, if I'm remembering, that the prices seem like maybe the structure is starting to stabilize a little bit.
Yeah, that's the perfect word for it. PSA is actually, in the last week, they have opened up, they've simplified their scale. So now, basically, for one price point, we have thousands of customers that submit with us. And for one price point, as low as $20, we offer customers PSA grading for cards valued up to $500.
Wow.
Which is a dramatic drop from where it was. And then the next tier now covers from $500 to $1,500, which is $75 or $70 in quantity. And that's super. That's like 10 business day turnaround. So even the slow service is about 3 to 4 months. And so, which is a lot better than 18 months where we were at 2 years ago.
A popular thought in the sports card world is that there's two camps, those that love the hobby and those that profit from the industry. Thanks to Sports Card Investor, you can do both. Jeff Wilson has built his Sports Card Investor YouTube channel and his personal website, sportscardinvestor.com, so that if you're a beginner looking to flip cards for cash or a returning veteran to the hobby wanting to make sure you get the best deals ahead of any emerging price trends, Sports Card Investor is for you. Sports Card Investor, the leading source for videos, podcasts, and articles about investing in sports cards. Profit from the hobby you love by visiting sportscardinvestor.com.
As we continue, collector and the dealer, I'm the collector, he's the dealer. And let's talk an email I got. I love these emails. Now, they happen to me about 3-4 times a year. They happen to you, I don't know, twice a day. But I get an email from my wife's dad. And he is 72. And I always ask Joe, and it's almost invariably I'm on, spot on. If somebody, I used to collect baseball cards, I say, what year were you in second grade? And almost without exception, from second grade is when third grade somebody starts, and they usually will get out about ninth or 10th grade when you turn 16, car, work, whatever. And he said, I got an email from a buddy. He's the same age as my wife's dad. Long story short, he's like, he knows, Chuck, you like cards. He's got a bunch of these. What do you think? He sent me a scan of about 10 1962 Topps cards. Now, I am planning on telling him, and I want your evaluation of this because you would know. I'm going to tell him there are three things that are going to determine, overall, there are three things that are going to determine it, the value. Who, what player, who's on the card, what set it's from, and then also the condition. And and this is weird because you saw the scans of the 62 Tops. It's literally only the best players. But the condition isn't great. So I'm going to tell him you got two things going for you. Sandy Koufax, Roger Maris, et cetera. It's 62 Tops. That's a beautiful, awesome, popular set. The condition on these is rough. And here's the thing. You and I were talking before we recorded today. I got a 1967 Tops PSA 10 Sonny Siebert. There are people who would rather have that than like a PSA 7 Rocky Colavito, and that's a short print. Right. Condition is driving everything these days nearly. Just give me your download on that statement and what you think I should, how I should present. This is how you determine value.
Yeah, all your points are correct, Chuck. The only other caveat I'd add is that the is scarcity, which, as you mentioned, high numbers, you know, like, so when somebody brings a collection in, I look at, you know, who the player is, as you said, what set they're from, is it, how scarce is that card within that set? Is it a high number? Is it a double print or triple print or a single print? Whatever, all those things can play into it. Then, of course, ultimately, condition, because like looking at the 62s you sent me from your friend, like the Koufax has tape on it, so not going to grade very high. You know, some of them, the centering varies a little. The Maris is miscut top to bottom. So that's usually where I disappoint more people than any other way when they come in our store, because they go, well, I've got a Mantle card or I've got a Koufax or a Clemente. And then they pull it out and I go, well, yeah, but it's got a crease or it's got a thumbtack in it or it's whatever, a hole in it. And so many things can play into condition. And a lot of people don't understand when I say this card's going to grade a 2 or a 3. And they say, but it doesn't look that bad. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. but there's such a fine difference between a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, one rounded off, sort of fuzzy, soft, like you can see the little brown wisp of cardboard sticking out of it. I'm like, that wrecks a whole card, man. I've got a 67 Topps Brooks Robinson that is now my – I've got my main one in the set, and I have a backup auxiliary Brooks Robinson because it's almost a – it's a really, really nice card, and on the back of it there is one small little pin dot. And I'm like, all right, that's a 6 or a 5, regardless of whatever else is on there. So you're right, and especially when you get into something like 62 Topps where there's already so much built in because of the borders – it's begging to be a 6 anyway, not anything higher. All right, let's talk about what has walked into your shop, because you've had to give that talk to some people. You've had some amazing just contacts just fall out of the sky the past few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage all of our listeners to know that those collections, there's still stuff out there. I mean, we see it all the time. We had just in the last week, I had a customer come in with a childhood collection, and I'm flipping through it. It was a mix of non-sports, baseball, basketball, and found a 65 Mantle. Then I got to his oversized basketball from the late 60s, early 70s. He had 4 Lou Alcindor rookies. And I'm just like, seriously, 4 of them? I mean, it's the best card you could have. And he had 4 of them. So I was very happy to buy that collection. Coming in today, I got I get these emails. It's probably 4 or 5 times a day, I would say. Got an email last night. Customer or collector said, hey, I want to bring in my Mantle rookie. And I'm like, yeah, sure. So he sends me a picture, and it actually looks legit. So I'm hopeful that it's actually legit.
Hey, you don't turn it over, and it doesn't say Topps Archives or Topps Hair, or like it's a real one.
Oh, yeah. I already had him send me a scan of the back. And
outstanding.
Yeah. But my first question is always, well, do you have other vintage cards? Because when somebody shows up and they go, well, this is the only card I have, you know, the likelihood of it being real is about 0%. But he actually has a number of other Mantles. So we'll see. I'm very hopeful that either we can buy it or we can assist him with it. And then I had a customer this week call in. It's got a Gaudy Babe Ruth and sets from the 60s, and those are coming in next week. So a lot of stuff's coming out of the closet right now for people are literally digging. I have one customer who wants to bring his in. He said he's got to get his safe open and hasn't opened his safe in years. So once he figures that out, he's going to get the cards out. So looking forward to that.
Any cards you can only access with a blowtorch getting through a safe door? I think I'm kind of in. Like, I want to see when the door opens, you know?
Just bring me the whole safe. Like, we'll find a way to get into it for you.
Oh, my gosh, Joe. It's like walking through a figure eight in your place. You got safes everywhere. All right. This is my last thing for today. And I have I'm going to call this an idea. And I hope it's a good one. And you know me well enough. You can say, Chuck, you got something to work with here, or no, that ain't going to work. Over the last 3 calendar years, I have bought from you either 4 or 5 boxes to a case, maybe 2 cases. Allen & Ginner, Gypsy Queen, Archives, Heritage, Chrome, Bowman Draft, regular garden variety Bowman. I bought a little something of everything, and I bought a lot, I believe, just volume, just a bunch of stuff to rip and have fun with.
Yep.
I am wanting to lick, by the way, which means next time I'm up there, don't let me leave without getting like 5 monster boxes. I am thinking of sort of, I don't want to say liquidating the newer stuff that I didn't harvest what I want to keep from, but liquidating, like from the last 3 years of new stuff. I think what I want to do is organize all the stuff from the past 3 years that I bought that I'm not going to keep. Organize it into team sets. Base paper cards that are worth nothing, basically. Pretty good inserts that might sell on eBay for $10, $12. And I'm going to make, when I say team sets, team collections of everything for the Seattle Mariners, for San Diego, for the Cubs, for the Marlins, for the Astros, for the Yankees. Put it on eBay and say, I'm going to pitch this as weekend dealers in New Jersey, here's your Mets dollar box, $5 box, etc. for the next year. And pitch it literally as populate your dollar, $2, $5, $10, whatever. Here's everything. And have some pretty good stuff in there, just stuff I don't want. Any chance you think that turns out well for me and I'm able to move 2, 5, 10 of these team collections?
Here's the challenge with that. Because that's an unknown quantity that people don't normally search for, that exact, you know, mix of what you're doing. People search for team sets. They search for single cards. They may even search for that exact insert that you have. But because you're talking about putting a lot together, it's a much harder marketable item because, you know, you've only got 80 characters to create that title.
Yeah.
And it's hard to explain all of that information in 80 characters. My recommendation would be sell your inserts independently because you're probably going to maximize more dollars there. Then you could put together, you know, 2020, I would do it by year, you know, 2022 Dodgers team lot. Those are all good searchable words. You know, 45 different cards.
2021 Dodgers team, 2020 Dodgers team, et cetera.
Yeah. And I would put the words team set lot because in its entirety, you've probably got a set of everybody from the team.
It
maybe brands, but it's all about what's searchable on eBay. So team, set, lot, all those critical words in that pattern. And then I'd sell your inserts separately if you really want to maximize your dollars.
Yeah, because someone, like I said, there's plenty of good stuff in there that someone may want. It's just, and then I look on, I see it's a Pete Alonso insert. It's like a $12, $10 consistent seller. And I'm like, but it doesn't mean that much to me. So, and a lot of the Vlad Jr. cards, et cetera. All right, Joe, that wraps it up. We will do it again in 7 days, man. How about that?
Sounds great. Looking forward to it, Chuck.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.